names in that book, and who's been fitted for heaven and who's been molded for heaven. He's going to base it on this list of people who have been righteous and holy and covered in His blood and filled with His Spirit and walked upright and had a relationship with Him. What a contrast is seen when you compare the gates of Zion in our text to the foundation of the city of God that the nations and the cities of are mentioned in Psalms 87 and verse 4. You know, the nations of men and the nation of men that forsake God, they've built themselves on a shaky foundation. Our nation was built on God. In God we trust. It scares me when I begin to read and see every headline: no prayer in schools, no Ten Commandments in the courtroom. They're talking about not even having prayer now in courts or public facilities. I read an article yesterday that the United Kingdom, a Supreme Court judge there, he's a lord or potentate or something over there, he literally said, he's written an article that the reason they have more laws and are having to pass more laws today is because the society we live in, there is less religion and less of a moral compass on people. People just don't want to do right because they don't care. What's wrong with this picture? The foundation has been taken away. The foundation, the things, that the principles, the laws that we're supposed to abide by, not because someone says, hey, Mr. Man, you gonna pay your taxes. No, because we do it because we know we need to. We have to. It's the law of the land, right? And if you don't, they're gonna come take something, put you in jail. You're gonna pay. The moral compass of our society has gone from, hey, that's my brother, that's my sister. I'm not taking from that. I'm not coveting your car. I'm happy you have that car. I couldn't get in if I wanted to, which I do. Gas miles would go way down. But I'm not going to covet something he has. I'm glad God's blessed him. I'm glad God's blessed you. You know what? God's blessed me too. I'm too blessed to stress. America, wake up. Carlos, wake up. Harvest time, wake up. We are too blessed to stress. We're allowing the devil to pull the wool over our eyes and tell us we're not good enough. We can't make it. You're a failure. You're not a failure. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm too blessed to stress. You're too blessed to stress. Look at somebody and say, I'm blessed. Now say it like you mean it now. Come on. I'm blessed. There you go again. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on, somebody get some authority. I am blessed. Hallelujah. But those nations that are formed without the foundation and they have forsaken God and the things of God, it's scary. It's scary. Psalms 87 and 4, I will make mention of Rahab and of Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Now, Rahab, that city refers to Egypt. The Hebrew meaning of the word is haughty, insolent, or proud. It was with high hand that the Lord God brought His chosen, blood-bought children of Abraham out of the cruel Egyptian bondage. Not until He had humiliated Pharaoh and all of his royal henchmen. I want to be built on the foundation of God, not the foundation of the world. Babylon was founded by a man named Nimrod. In Genesis 10 and 11, you could read about it. He headed up a united Gentile force to build a city and a tower whose top would reach into the heavens. And their vain idea was to make a name for themselves. I'm somebody. I'm somebody. Look at me. Look at me. Look at what we've done. It's always about me, 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 me. Never about Jesus. 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 Philistia, the city of warmongers. They terrorized God's people on so many occasions. They were brought to their knees after the Babylonian captivity, as foretold. He executed vengeance on them with fierce rebukes and destroyed their remnant. The rich and strong city of Tyre was soundly denounced, if you look at it, by the prophet Joel for selling children of Judah and Jerusalem into slavery and to bondage. And they devoured them with fire. And there was the adventurous and powerful Ethiopia. The Bible speaks of Ethiopia and Zerah, the Ethiopian who attacked King Asa, the Marsai, and these names are amazing. But there was a man by the name of Tirhaka. He was an Ethiopian. He advanced towards Judah against Sennacherib, King Sennacherib, and he attacked the children of God. Although Ethiopia is often spoken of in the Bible as with great respect, they were known to be very careless, very warlike people. We're talking about building foundations and being too blessed to stress. Have you met people that are always warlike? Always want to fight? Always have issue? Maybe they're always worldly, always carnal. You go spend time with them and never say anything about God, but they can tell you everything else that's going on in the world. You know, it's all right to let your hair down and have fun, but what's our foundation? What's our motivation? What's driving us? You know, the spirit of a man, you can tell a lot by someone by their spirit. If you have a dirty, rotten, mean outlook on life and everything is down, 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 your foundation's pretty bad. You know, you can look someone in the eye and say, I don't like you. Well, great. I appreciate that. I'm praying for you. I hope you do like me. You know, don't not like somebody, but your attitude. Your attitude towards someone else, you know, ultimately it comes back on you. You can be successful or unsuccessful all by your attitude. It's all in the power of the tongue, the most unruly member of your whole body. Oh, everybody look at your hand. Has that hand ever sinned? Probably so. But the most unruly member is a tongue. The Bible says no man. What's your foundation? What's your attitude? What's your relationship with God? Where are you going? Attitude. You can walk in the room and not know what you're talking about of a situation. You've been hired to do a job and not know, but you walk in with the right attitude. Hey, I'm willing to learn. You have that training program, I'll be there. What time does it start? And you're there 10 minutes early? Yeah. Because your attitude is of success. Your attitude is of, hey, I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to do the job for you, not only because I can do it and want to do it, but I'm going to do it better than you expect. Why? Because you're built on a sure foundation. A sure foundation. Check yourself today. What are you built on? What's your attitude? Are you always murmuring and griping and nobody can ever, somebody gives you direction and you get mad about it? Or are you team-minded? Are you teachable? Are you part of a bigger thing than just you? All of us. I mean, we work on this stuff. Relationship doesn't just, hey, I'm married to Tevye Rochelle Oglethorpe. She's now Tevye Rochelle Gidrose, and we have it hunky-dory. We've been married a little over 7 years now. Best 7 years of my life. And it's just all perfect. No, it hadn't been all perfect. We've lived through some hell. The only way to say it. We've gone through some stuff. We've had people attack and hurt and try to kill our ministry, our relationship. But my attitude is, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to be a conqueror. I'm going to live for God no matter what. You might hurt me. And you know, that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hurt. That was a lie. Words hurt. There are power in those words. Those old kids on the bus, they start saying, I say, hey, don't say that. You are somebody. You can make it. Don't talk about mom and dad like that. Well, we just always live in this old town. We ain't ever going to be nothing. No, you're going to be somebody. Work on your education. Work on your future. Build that foundation. Build that relationship. You got to do that for yourself. And sometimes you just got to stop and make a checklist. Okay, yeah, I prayed today. Yeah, I talked to God. You gotta check yourself. God, where am I at? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And God, where am I going? We can't just go through the motions of life, just whatever comes my way. No, we're too blessed. 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 We are too blessed to stress. We have got to get a hold of this thing and say, devil, get behind us. Leave us alone. Leave our families alone. Leave our homes alone. Leave our businesses alone. Leave our lives alone. We're going somewhere together. Are we perfect? No. Do we have it all figured out? No. But we're in it together and we serve a perfect God. We are too blessed to stress this morning. Come on, somebody, hear me. You are blessed. You are highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tear down the rubble. Tear down the wreckage. Get rid of the hurt. Get rid of the pain. Oh, you know what? People can only hurt you if you allow them to hurt you. Oh, it hurts. You have a scar. You have, you know, issues and a wound. But if you choose to, you have a choice. It's all back to that choice. You have a choice to either live in that moment for the rest of your life or say, you know what? I choose to not allow this to hurt me anymore. I forgive you. And I'm going on. You know what? I did that this last week. I texted my wife's favorite aunt and said, no hard feelings. I hope all is well. Hope your family has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Love you. Praying for you. No response? That's all right. It's not on my shoulders anymore. The anger, the hurt, the frustration, me wanting to reach out and just put some Jesus in her, it ain't there. No, I'm letting all of that go. And if she wants to live the rest of her life bitter and hurt and I don't want to say what I want to say, but if she wants to live like that, fine. That's her choice. But my choice is to live in right relationship, not only with God, but with everybody around me. I challenge you this morning, get in right relationship. Get in right relationship. If you're doing wrong, stop it. Stop doing wrong. Stop. Grow up a little bit. It's time that we put down the childish ways and childish things and be a man, be a woman. Be a child of God. Get the attitude right. You know, if you want to go to the woods and kill little baby pigs, go for it. But if you want to go kill monster pigs, go for it. But have a right relationship and attitude in the things that you do in life. The sure foundation. I want to be built on a sure foundation. We are building a foundation that can bear the fire and the gold and the absolute deity of holiness of Christ Jesus. The silver of redemption by His blood. And the precious stones of beauty and high value of the gospel. We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful to keep it covered by the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. Hallelujah. We're built on a sure foundation. You know, Abraham looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builders and maker is God. Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. Hello, brother. Hello, sister. We're part of the same family. We're a child of God. Verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. We've got a chief cornerstone in Jesus. Thank God for a sure foundation. If your world is shaken and you have issues in your life, in your family, in your relationships, go back to the sure foundation and bury yourself in His Word, in His love, in His peace, in His wisdom, in His understanding. Stop doing it your way. I did it my way. My way, I did it my way. And you'll die doing it your way, unhappy, bitter, frustrated, always hurt, always offended, always, you're always the one that's getting crucified. Stop. Just stop. Say, God, I want to do it your way. I want to be on that sure foundation. The church God blesses is obedient to the faith. Isaiah 26, 1. And that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Sion will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter. We've got to be righteous. We've got to get holy. If there's sin in the camp, get it out. Repent of your sins. Get rid of it. Live a life that's victorious. Don't live in fear. Don't live in frustration anymore. Sin is a reproach to God. It's a reproach to us. It's a reproach to the church. We need the beauty of a sin-free life. The Lord did not never will apologize to the angels He had to boot out of heaven because they chose to go against Him. He, in 2 Peter 2, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Verse 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Let the light of Almighty God begin to shine in your life. He will reveal Himself to you. He will reveal His mercy and His love and His forgiveness and His healing and His provision and His blessing. Oh yes, He will. His peace, His joy, His comfort, His understanding, everything that we need as mortal humans, He will reveal and give you and bless you with. We are too blessed to stress. It's right here at your fingertips. Stop living in the shadows. Stop living in the maybe. Stop living in the half-hearted attitude. Start living by faith. Get a hold of the book. Get a hold of the sure foundation. Get a hold of the Word of God. Stop playing games with God. Have a relationship that matters. Have a life that counts. We must continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, and in fellowship. The problem with this is that too many of us like to just break bread. But it says continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. We've got to pray. We've got to pray as a nation. We've got to get back to the basics of life. We've got to get back to the purpose and the foundation that we were built upon. A nation who will not pray is a nation who will not last. A nation and a government who will not stand for the things of God is a nation that is going to go down slowly but surely. It's going to go down. You watch it. You watch it. It's going to go down. You cannot go against God. You've got to take a stand for God and the things of God. You've got to walk in love. You've got to walk in light. You've got to walk circumspectly. God's going to bless us. God has already blessed us. We are too blessed to stress. We need to encourage one another. If your brother or your sister's down, don't push them down further. Pick them up and say, hey, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying with you. I don't understand why these things have happened, but God is going to make you better coming out on the other side than when you're going into this. You're going to get through it. You might not be taken out of it, but you're going to get through it. You're going to make it. You can make it. You can make it. You know, sometimes some of the most encouraging words I have heard from people that I trust and mentors and people that have spoken, my father and certain men that I've talked to that literally have the authority of my life, say, hey, why don't you think about this and do this? When they come to me and say, hey, buddy, you're doing a good job. You're going to make it. Man, that just does something inside of me. I just, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I was not good enough. I thought I couldn't do it. No, man, you're going to make it. Can I tell you this morning, you're going to make it. You are too blessed to stress. You are too blessed to stress. If you'd stand under your feet all over the building, look at your neighbor as you're standing and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to stress. I want to enter those gates and hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We are truly too blessed to stress. Don't doubt your faith. Doubt your doubt. That circumstance you're going through, sir, ma'am, it's not easy. It's not fair. It might not be right or just. But God's got you there for a purpose. And it's going to be the making of who you are. You're going to make it. You are good enough. You're good enough. Let your life, let your attitude show everybody around you. Oh, I've been attacked. I've been bruised. I've been hurt. I've been knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. Oh, yeah, the devil's tripped me up, but he ain't killed me. He can't kill me. You look at Job. He had all this stuff happen to him, but he still had his life. Even his wife said, just curse God and die. No, I'm too blessed to stress. The God of glory is still in my life. He's going to get glory. And if he wants me to go through this, okay. I've made up my mind. I'm going to live for God no matter what. And when God sees that attitude and that relationship and that foundation, that just, I'm drawing a line in the sand and I'm standing. And when you've done all you could do to stand, what does it say? Stand. Stand. Don't you let this situation, this trial, this trouble get you down, knock you out, and you think it's going to kill you. It'll only kill you if you allow it to kill you. Amen. Join hands with your neighbor right now. Lord Jesus, I pray for a peace beyond all understanding over this congregation. I pray, God, that whatever situations we're going through right now, that you would minister to us, every man, woman, and child, every family, God, that's represented, every young child, oh God. I ask that you would cover us with your peace and with your love and with your mercy and with your forgiveness, oh God. If there's anything that would hold us back or keep us from that sure foundation, that relationship with you, wash us and cleanse us and make us new again, God. Lord, we're not perfect, but you are. Lord, we don't understand all of your ways, but God, we're just putting our trust in you today. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor today. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to stir up our spirits, stir up our attitudes and our mentality towards life and the people around us, that they could see your glory and light shining in each and every one of us. I'm asking you right now, God, protect us through this holiday season. Let us be a blessing and an encouragement and speak life into somebody's life today.